It is time for a trip inside the McLaren Insane Asylum, which is basically my mind. A world of insanity that I am reminded every day. What is wrong with you? Happened to us. So Friday, we decided, because I took off, so we decided to drive out to Weatherford to go to a brewery out there that I had not been to yet, because it's over an hour away. So I was like, let's go check it out. So we go out to Weatherford to go to this brewery, and on the way out there, there was a point where she just looks at me. She goes, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" I go, "What?" She goes, "God, we're just, because we're listening to music." She goes, "What? Like, can you just stop?" I just thought,
like, singing the tunes.
Well, but instead of singing it, I was like, "Bom, bom, 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 bom," and apparently I was doing that over and over, and it got to a point where she couldn't handle it anymore. I was like, "Oh," she goes, "Do you not realize that's what you're doing?" I was like, "No, I guess not." And so I swear to you, like in my mind, probably 5 minutes went by. It was probably more like 2 minutes. And I start doing it again. And she goes, "We just talked about this." I was like, "Oh, is I doing it again?" So yeah, that's my mind. But I wanted to bring this up because there was a conversation I had and it was prompted on this drive out there. What is the oldest product that you use today? And I mean in terms of you've used whatever it is, the exact same as long as you can remember. And for me, and I bring this up, so the oldest thing that I've never changed is the deodorant that I wear.
Okay.
And I've been wearing the exact same smell, brand, type of Old Spice deodorant, not antiperspirant, deodorant, since I was in college. And I remember when I was in college, because when I was in high school, I think I can't remember what I wore. And then, I'm out on my own. I want to change it up. And I had an allergic reaction that they believe goes back to me changing up the deodorant that I was wearing. So much so that one day I woke up, there's a little rash under my armpits. And I thought, oh, that's weird. I didn't think anything of it. And so I went about like getting ready to go. By the time I had gotten ready to leave to jump on the bus, the rash had spread to my chest. I was like, man, something is not right. So I end up going to the student health center. By the time I get there, it's basically my whole upper body. They call my name, I stand up and fall over. And so they take me, they ended up calling 911, they put me on an ambulance, rushed me to the hospital, and they're like, "You're having an allergic reaction to something." And all I could think of was, well, I'd changed my deodorant, and so they were trying to figure out what it was. Eventually, they got it to where it was okay, but ever since then, I have only used that. And that is the oldest product that is the exact same thing that I've used for the vast majority of my life.
Man, that's a great question. Because I've changed, I just remember some deodorant being a little too strong for my underarms also, because I used Speed Stick forever.
Yeah.
And then stopped using that, and now I don't use the same, I can go back and forth. Like I'm using like Degree now, but I...
Okay. That's interesting, because I, like, well, horrified to do that, and I'll never do that because that's what they think it was.
Yeah, those hurt. I can't remember what I was trying to use, and maybe I was trying to be like my dad or something. I don't know, but because I did use a form of deodorant that was so mild, but it was almost kid strength. Like it wasn't strong enough for an adult, and it was called Tussie.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was called.
Okay.
And I think I grew.
That's why it didn't work so well.
I think I grew a little too old for it because
it wasn't strong enough. That's the one that's strong enough for a man, but it's made for a woman.
No. That's not
a secret.
But if people know what I'm talking about, if you're my age,
okay.
And I don't know if they still make it. I have no clue.
Here it is right here. I see it.
Thank you. That's it. Yeah,
Tussie.
I used that a lot growing up, but you know, when you're a teenager and you start stinking and your parents will tell you that your deodorant's not holding, you have to try something a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
But then you just don't know how it's going to react to it with the underarms. But I would think maybe it's my toothpaste.
So see, because I use Crest because that's what I grew up using, but I've changed the exact type that I use. Because I don't like the type with the flip top. I like the screw top in the longer tube.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know
what's the difference.
It's a different consistency to me. And I just don't, it comes down to that. And I think this is interesting because a lot of the times, whatever your family has, your mom and dad, if they're buying your products, which generally if you're a kid, they are. So they go, this is a type of toothbrush or toilet paper or what have you. And then you branch off on your own. And then a lot of the times, especially once you start living with someone else, well, they might have different products that
sure,
they use.
Sure.
And you go, well, I use this type of toilet paper. Oh, that's weird because I use this. Yeah, but I prefer that. And then it's like a whole interesting how you will change certain things that you may use. And then as you age, certain things, maybe you're trying to do more organic or more natural or what have you, different products that you see like, oh, let's try this. And it just becomes different.
And then I think it's also if you're, you know, newly married like we were and
yeah,
not having a lot of money, it's what was on sale.
Sure.
And you just have to adjust to the fact that that's on sale. That's what we're getting.
Yeah.
When you're so used to having, you know, one product. I think there's one thing. I think I am going to answer your question now because I don't think it's a product that I use on my body, but something that we eat that we've never wavered on. You could have $2 in your bank account, but we were getting Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
And you're not selling for anything else.
And you still eat that
to this day. Yes. Kraft macaroni
and cheese. Yeah, I don't think I've had that in years. Yeah, because I was thinking about this just with like different things that you may use in the shower. Like I've changed my shampoo over the years. I'm still bar soap guy,
and I get it.
I like the feeling. I like my skin to feel dry, I guess. That's how I like to feel. I don't like body wash.
I use a little bit of both.
So I use a bar soap, and I've used Irish Spring mainly for years and years.
Oh, that's too strong for me.
But I'll change it up because they make these big sticks of beer soap that somebody put in my Christmas stocking a few years ago, and now every year I get one, and I really like those.
Does it smell like beer?
No, it'll just, I forget the brand name of it, but it's like this big giant bar and it's like, oh, so-and-so beer smoke, well, you know, smells like cedarwood or like, man. And I'm like, oh, it smells really good. So I'll use that until I run out and then I just go back to, which I don't know why don't I order more of that? I don't know.
What does man smell like?
Like sandalwood or cedarwood?
Yeah,
or
musk.
Kind of that woodsy smell, I guess. Like a mountain.
I can't.
Sounds good.
I can't do those. Those are way too strong for my sensitive body. I think I just go Dove. I think we've been going Dove.
Yeah, and
for
Dove
a long
is really good
also.
To use. But I don't know. It's wild like that. Where I'll see stuff, and there are times where I'll switch up what I'm using. But the only thing that I can think of that has been again. I mean, this is basically 23 years was the last time I tried a different deodorant. I've been using the exact same deodorant for 23, 24 years.
Is it because of the reaction
because
you
of that,
had?
Yes.
You're scared to?
Yes, yeah.
I feel like if you went something that's milder and known to be milder, you'll be fine. But if you like
imagine.
The way you smell, you
right.
go
and
right
I know
ahead.
That's it's- good. Like, I order it in bulk. And I will just, like, I've got, like, six of them under my sink. And as soon as it gets low, I just, like, what? Not on to the next one.
Yeah, I've started to, like, the aerosol. The spray deodorant instead
really?
Of the stick or the yeah. roll-on. So I've been using that here recently. Hopefully they smell okay. I just need things that
smell really
that
good.
That hold.
Yeah, and that's the key.
Because, you know, dudes stink.
Yeah, we do.
Naturally.
We have a
just
smell.
On a regular, natural basis, dudes stink. So you got to try to avoid that.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, the toilet paper thing was weird because I had been with people in the past that didn't use a type of toilet paper that I like to use, and that becomes a whole thing where I would just buy my own. I like this.
Yeah,
now we got to have two different types of toilet paper.
That's something that you can't. If that you find one that you really like,
right.
That's it. You can't go and try to explore.
Yeah,
because your butt needs to feel a certain way, and if your butt's not feeling a certain way, you're gonna have a bad day.
Man, there
it starts there. Your whole day starts with your butt.
It kind of does, though. You're right.
I'm telling you.
I take my own toilet paper when I travel because regardless of the hotel you stay in, they cheap out on toilet paper. And it's so annoying.
You pack that in your suitcase?
Yeah, just throw a roll on into my suitcase.
Absolutely.
It'll last me
okay.
for my trip. I mean,
okay. The hotel toilet paper is bad.
Yeah, and I'm not a woman. I'm not using 400 rolls of toilet paper every time I go. So one roll lasts me for a week.
Will it?
Usually, yeah.
Probably something I overindulge in a bit. Well, you can put that on the list. But I'm telling you, if you are not feeling right, around there that will ruin your day.
Seriously.
I need to put that on a t-shirt and wear it. Your whole day starts with your butt.
Donovan Lewis.
I mean, do you guys have something that you've used for 20 years and have not changed at all?
Not that I can think of. Yeah. Actually, no, shampoo.
So you use the same shampoo for forever?
Yeah, because I had dandruff growing up, so I've used dandruff-proof shampoo for, probably since I was about 10 years old, 10, 11 years old.
All right.
Yeah, I just don't remember. It has to be... We've been using the same soap for a long time, and we do buy it in bulk. So I just can't remember a time where we didn't use the specific soap that we have right now. So that has to be it, because I'll change up deodorant. And my wife is really big on, if it's on sale, she'll get it. And if it's not on sale, she won't get it. So there are other things. It may be that and toilet paper are the things that we're really consistent with.
Yeah, that's probably the most.
And I use a lot of paper towels also. And
yeah, I do too. But never this, like, we'll get like the whatever store brand is. And then sometimes if the other like brands are on sale.
You can
we'll
tell
that.
The difference in those also.
Yeah, you can. But they've come a long ways, I think, with store brand.
I don't like the little half things that they have
now. I don't
now
either, man. Like,
because
I always
get two.
Right.
Every time. There's not a time I don't get a paper towel where I don't get two.
You have to. One for the lap and one for your napkin on the side.
If I wash my hands and I'm using a paper towel, I grab two. If I've spilled something, I'm going to grab two.
Yeah.
Or even more.
Because it's paper towels, which is odd. I feel like, why don't we have more just towels? There's so much paper. But I use them all the time.
I do too.
I use them as plates. I
use them way too much.
And then I can only do that if she's unaware. Because then it becomes, use a plate. I'm like, it is a plate. That's a paper towel. I'm using it as a plate.
If I make a sandwich when I get home, two paper towels, put the bread on there, make the sandwich, throw it in the microwave, warm it up, and eat it off that. That's my plate.
My sandwich just fell apart.
What's wrong with that?
What happens when your sandwich falls apart?
Then the paper towel is there to catch.
Exactly. But
then
you don't have a plate.
Or your body, if you're eating over your body.
I can pick the lettuce or the turkey off of the paper towel and eat it. It didn't hit the ground. I'm fine. I am big
I'm
paper.
Good. Yes, you are. You like to write on it. You like to eat off of it. You like to wipe with it.
I like to write on it to pay for things.
You like to read off of it. I mean, it's amazing.
Print it off in Access.
You need all the paper.
Sometimes you just need it. Man, I am turning into my dad. All right.